Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Kelly Hoskins with your St. Louis area news powered by Bomarito Automotive. A man is in custody accused of assaulting two firefighters who arrived to put out a fire in his vehicle. The incident happened into the intersection of Shreve and Natural Bridge last night. Police say the man was agitated and the firefighters were struck in the head. They refused medical treatment. In other news, criminal charges are piling up for the husband of a missing woman who police believe is dead. 28-year-old Bo Rockwell is now charged with second-degree murder. He was already charged with tampering with physical evidence. Police are explaining why they think blood evidence was found inside the home may be tied to Jennifer Rockwell. The probable cause statement says DNA from Jennifer's mother and father is consistent with blood found in the carpet. Bo Rockwell is being held without bond. Jennifer Rockwell's body has still not been found. Police spent most of the day searching areas around her home. And it's called the future of transportation, and Missouri is one of the top sites for development. But Hyperloop could pass us by if local leaders don't take action. Hyperloop is a train-like system and can reach speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Early proposals are from the tube to be built between St. Louis and Kansas City, where a trip would only take about 30 minutes. Insiders tell Fox 2 that Kansas City has already gotten their proposal together and Columbia is working on one, but the St. Louis area hasn't even formed a committee. From the Fox 2 Weather Center, a nice day today. Sun to start with a gradual increase in clouds, highs in the mid-40s. Not as cold Saturday night into early Sunday. We wake up in the low 30s. From the Fox 2 Newsroom in St. Louis, I'm Kelly Hoskins. Enjoy your day.